You're going on a cruise at any point? I know that Andrew's
I've got one coming up right around the corner.
So, you know that marijuana has been legalized in... you really have to think about this state by state in the U.S. So, there are many states where marijuana has been legalized, but there are still states that it is not. And if you're caught, you could still wind up in jail. That holds true as well if you're leaving the country. And the minute you get out so far to sea on your cruise ship, you're out in international waters and you're no longer in the United States. So it's new laws you're dealing with. And right now, cruise ships kicking passengers off the ship who are caught with...
Throwing them right in the water. Throwing them overboard.
Not only with marijuana, but with the gummies and the edibles and all that stuff. He is a host of a TV show and podcast called Weed and Whiskey. Jerry J-Man Joyner on the line right now. And Jerry, this is becoming a bit of an issue on cruise ships.
There's no getting high on the high seas.
Okay. I like it. There's always a slogan.
Well, unless it's booze that you bought from the ship. Mm.
Right. They're good with that.
They do like that.
Yeah. This is a major problem. And what if somebody has it medicinally?
Still doesn't matter, guys. These cruise ships, they've cracked down on this big time. You can have a prescription in a legal state in 40 states in America. You can medically get marijuana.
Yeah,
24 states, adult use is legal. But it's not on these cruise ships. Not even gummies. Not even CBD gummies that has no psychotropic effect.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, and they're commonly available at just about any drugstore now. But don't take those on a cruise ship. A lady got banned for life.
Wow. How are they finding out? Are they going through their luggage? Are they going through their bags before they get on? What's going on?
Well, that's in the case with the lady here in Texas. They were scanning her luggage, saw some fingernail clippers, so they opened her luggage and says, "What's this?" And she says, "Well, it's a bag of CBD gummies." And boom, she's off the boat, banned for life.
So the CBD, that's not even the THC.
That's not even the THC.
Man, there's so many letters.
And now let's look at these THC creams. My 85-year-old mother,
right?
We smuggle a cream out of Colorado for her to rub on her foot. She doesn't get high. But
right.
Plantar fasciitis doesn't hurt.
Yeah, that does help people. There's no doubt about it. And meanwhile, you know, you could bring your prescription meds on, and some of those are hallucinogenics.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd much rather
see somebody smoking one joint than taking a handful of Adderall.
Right. Think about that. Yeah. So what is the answer? You gotta leave that stuff home. Don't bring it with you.
Don't bring it with you. There are ports that you could go to and legally consume in that port, but just don't try to bring it back on the ship with you either.
Okay.
Young guy tried to do that in Jamaica. He and his mother both kicked off the ship in Jamaica at their own expense to get back home because he brought a joint back from Jamaica, which is why people go to Jamaica, I think, right?
Yeah.
Well, that just goes to show you got to smoke that stuff before you get back on the ship, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, y'all are smoking it up there in New York for sure. $150 million in legal sales in your first year and still about $1 billion in illegal sales.
Well, and I got to tell you, the number of facilities that are going to be in New York that aren't open yet is really astounding when you think about it. So that number is only going to grow, and no pun intended. And it is what it is. So... wow. Again, be careful if you're going on a cruise. Do not make the mistake. And, you know, the reality is you're out of the country. You are now followed. You follow their rules. They are the authority. And you have no choice. It's like being on an airplane. Same thing. You're going to abide by their rules. They want to kick you off the plane because the flight attendant or somebody thinks you're being rude or you've had too much to drink. You're done. You're off the plane. Same thing on cruise ships.
Don't do anything to mess up your vacation that you paid for. It's just not worth the risk.
Yeah, smart. All right, J-Man.
I'll tell you, really quickly, as soon as there is some legislation, maybe federally, you know those cruise ships are going to have dispensaries right on board.
I got to tell you that. Well, let's talk about that for a second, because I don't think so. Because the problem you have is you're leaving the U.S. You go out on – that's why the casinos open once you get so far away from shore. You're out of the United States at this point, and you're dealing with other laws around the world, right?
That's right. You're dealing with both. Where's that ship titled? Many of them are in Liberia or Panama, mm-hmm. and they've got different laws. And then when you're going into the ports, there's different laws. It's just not worth the risk. But does J-Man see in the future that you could get on a cruise ship that's just for people that want to get high? Yeah, they got one in Boston. They've got a Boston Harbor cruise. You can ride around in the harbor, look at it, and they have a little dispensary, and you can buy cannabis. So things are changing for sure.
What do they call that? Like the weed cruise, or you know? And Denver, we were
weed on the water.
Weed on the water. And Denver, this was 5 years ago. We visited my son, and they had weed buses. They'd go from dispensary to dispensary to pizzeria to dispensary to dispensary to pizzeria.
To bakery to cookie shop.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. All righty. Okay, J-Man, we'll do it again. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. All right,
podcast and TV show called Weed and Whiskey. Jerry J-Man Joyner. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.